And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 31st of October, 2014. All Hallows' Eve, Halloween, based on the Celtic holiday when the Celts believed that the world of the living and the world of the dead combined, and the dead were free to walk among us. It was on this day, 1517, Martin Luther posted his 95 Theses on a church door in Wittenberg, Germany. Martin Luther, a monk who disagreed with the church's practice of selling indulgences for the forgiveness of sins. Luther believed that God offered forgiveness freely without having to pay for it. So he wanted to reform the church and posted the theses as points to be argued in a debate, had no intention of creating a new branch of the church, but that is more or less what he did do, set in motion a huge rift within the church which led to the Reformation. It's the birthday of John Keats, London, 1795, who lived a short life marked by the deaths of friends and family members. His father died when he was 9, a year later his grandfather. When he was 15, his mother died of tuberculosis, the disease that eventually killed his brother and later Keats himself. Began his career as an apothecary, a druggist in London, and then began writing poetry. One night he stayed up all night reading a translation of the Iliad and the Odyssey. Stopped reading at 6 a.m., and by 10 a.m. he had written his poem on first looking into Chapman's Homer, a breakthrough poem for him. He fell in love with a young woman, Fanny Braun, whom he met shortly after the death of his brother. They were engaged. They wrote frequently to one another. Didn't spend that much time together. Keats was already fighting tuberculosis. In one letter he wrote to her, "I have two luxuries to brood over in my walks, your loveliness and the hour of my death." He wrote most of the poems for which he's famous in one 12-month period from September 1818 to September 1819. Ode on a Grecian Urn, Ode to a Nightingale, Ode on Melancholy, La Belle Dame sans Merci, and To Autumn. Here's a poem for today by Leanne Ellison Norman, When I Was 7. The war in Europe moved in on the domed wooden radio with its Gothic front, where Let's Pretend arrived every Saturday, brought to us by Uncle Bill and Cream of Wheat. Natalie and I conspired to send a bomb to Hitler, hidden in a bouquet of wild flowers, or better, in a jar of mayonnaise. Either bomb or mayo would kill him. I built cities out of dominoes where Hitler lived and bombed them flat with other dominoes, but he hid under the couch, and I fled onto it so he couldn't grab me by the ankles. When I Was 7, a poem by Leanne Ellison Norman from Breathing the West, Great Basin Poems, published by Bottom Dog Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.